Okay. Hello, everybody. Okay, so we're doing the Gemara. We got stuck on the first line, really. So we did the three pshatim, the Maram Shif, the Plein Yeshua, and the Ritva. I think I'll leave the Ritva, the Maram Plein Yeshua for you. But let's go up the Cheshbon. Okay, Amr Shmuel. And they met Amr Mitzvah, Katan Aviv. So Rashi says that the Isha and Bito, we understand, because that's Beferish in the Gemara and Ksuvis. Ishto is Mishum Eva. Bito is unclear. Either it's also some form of Eva, or it's because of Mukash that Shkol Shrach Nur Lavia, Rashi seems to say. So they met Amru Mitzias Katani Laviv. But the way the Ritva said, and you can't say it because of Eva, because it's since it's Daime to Bito, and Bito is even when it's not Samech HaShulchan Aviv, either because Bito is because of Kol Shrach Lurim, or because Bito is because of Eva of Mukashchin, of Mayatu Mukashchin. So therefore, the Bito is even when it's not Samech HaShulchan Aviv. So since Shmuel held, at least what Ritva says, that Ben and Bas have the same halacha, so you can't say Ben is because of Eva, because then it would only be Al Shulchan Aviv, Samech Al Shulchan Aviv, and that wouldn't explain why the father gets the Mitzia when he's not Samech Al Shulchan Aviv. So they ma amru Shmuel Mitzias Katan Aviv, Shem Shoa Shem Mitzia Maritza Itzo Aviv, Beinu Ma'achir V'yado. So Rashi said that Maritza Itzo Aviv. Hilgach kishmigbia netzarech aviv igbia. Okay, so the Gemara says, the memra the saver Shmuel katan etzchei tzchiyah the nashim midiraisa. So the big shaila is, how does the Gemara know? Maybe katan has tzchiyah deraisa, and then he's zeicher for the son because he picks it up for the son. How does the Gemara know that Shmuel, picks up for the father? I can't get that. The father, the son picks up for the father. How does the Gemara know that Shmuel holds that the katan does not have tzchiyah deraisa? So to make life simple, we had two pshatim, we had the Maram Shif and the Ritva. Maram Shif said because even though Maritza means he picks it up for the father, but that's only when he shows it to the father. But there is a miyadik of cases where he doesn't show it to the father, and Gufa, that's an indication that he's not picking it up for the father. So how come the Mishnah seems to say that it always goes to the father, even in a case when he's not Maritza? So if you say it's Rabbanan, so then it's Shayach Rabbanan, since anyway the cut is not supposed to be kind there, they're making it Takana. So okay, so man, Takana goes to the father. But if you say katan zeicher deraisa, then why are they taking away from the father, from the son, in a case they didn't pick it up for the father? Right? That was the Maram Shif. And the Shita seemed to say that Rashi says hilkoch means it's not, you didn't mamish pick it up for the father. It's only ki'ilu picked it up for the father. And that a ki'ilu can work to take it away from the son only makes sense on a drabanan level. If there's a kinyan, oh, kinyan's only drabanan. Okay. So a ki'ilu can take it away from the son and give it to the father. But the son has a kinyan deraisa, based on a ki'ilu, you can't take it away and give it to the father. Right? Those were the two pshatim. And they sure will leave. I think it's too, I'd rather leave it. It's a little complicated. And he's okay. So Mara says, we have a raya that Shmuel holds. Let's say it's here. Sarva Shmuel caught that as great in an ashmi. Tanya, say, Chris, I'll pay you. You could be no akra. because the payo is an ani. The max and the shesh rabbi, you know, you get po achrav, because the po is not an ani. But the yaisi omer bankachu bankach yukov benoi vishto achrav. Because even though the po is not an ani, but the beno is an ani. Omer shmu halakha grav yaisi. So I amri bishma katan is a schiyan and avshay, and the box sticks in the word, the raisa, right, I think. You know, everyone agrees that katan can be zaycha, it's just part of this raisa drabon. So ki ko melake and avshay ko melake. Vavu amine go zaycha. If you say the katan has schiyan, the raisa, so then it's very good. It's a two-step process. First, the katan zaycha himself, and then we take it away from the katan and we give it to the father. Either midrabanan or see. Ela yamit katan esay schia nenafshe. Ki komelachet avur komelachet avur ashu. Amai ishu bana melachet achret. But if you say that the katan is only midrabanan, so therefore it comes out the way Shmuel is saying it, that we view it, the katan is picking up for the father. So then, if the father can't be zayche himself, because he's an usher, so the katan can't be zayche for the father. Okay, so far was easy. Now we get to the hard part. The Gemara says, Shmuel, Taima, the Tana, the Dun Kamar, the Leno Sphirite. Shmuel holds, Shmuel, Taima,
Tanya. What's the cash at the end of the day?
According to Shmuel, holds that the son picks it up for the father. That's what he says. So that means, and Midrabanan, however, it works. That means that it's considered that when the son picks it up, he goes straight to the father because he picked it up for the father. So if that's the case, if the father can't be melaket himself because he's an usher, so why in the world can his son be melaket? The son is being melaket for him. There's no difference between the son being melaket and him being melaket, according to Shmuel. So what pshat in Rav Yaisi, according to Shmuel, what John and Rav Yaisi and Shmuel Guva passes like Rav Yaisi.
Therefore, we see the rice of the Rabbanon. So the Gemara's kasha was about the rice of the Rabbanon, right? Wasn't that the Gemara's kasha?
The Gemara's kasha is, we'll have to see in a second. The Gemara's kasha is that Rav Yaisi is Lechaira, must be that he owes the rice. Because if it's the Rabbanon, we'll have to see. We'll have to keep the cheshbon. If it's the Rabbanon, so then the way it seems to be saying is because when the Rabbanan are making two takanas, one that the kid's kinda and two the father's kinda, so then they would just make both takanas together. And the man also would be straight to the father. So therefore, it has to be that first it's the deraisa, and then there's a din Rabbanan that it goes to the son.
Let me just make it clear. Do we understand Rabbi Yossi before the point that Shmuel says the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi? We understand what Rabbi Yossi is talking about. I'm saying this bankach or bankach. We understand
before Shmuel. So we said this on Friday and last week. Before without Shmuel, Shmuel is the one that introduced that the son picks it up for the father. Without Shmuel, we would say that there's a din takana drabada mishum eva that the father gets it. So then it's very good. Then Rabbi Yossi makes very good sense that midiraisa, the son's supposed to get it, came in under Abana Mishum Eva, and they took it away from the son and gave it to the father. So that's a two-step process. If on the other hand you say midrabana, the son's supposed to get it, so then since it's all drabana, the rabana wouldn't bother making two takanas, but they would make one takana that goes straight to the son, to the father. So then it wouldn't make sense. So before Rav Shmuel, we would understand Rav Yaisi. The only way we can understand Rav Yaisi is he knows that the father is kind of, the son's kind of midiraisa, And then the father is kind of Mishum Eva Midrabban. Rav Eliezer makes perfect sense. But Shmuel says that the son is kind of, sorry, that the father is kind of, because the son picked it up for the father. So that means there's no two steps. Whether it's, you know, no matter what you say, Deraisa Drabanan, there's no two steps because the son picked it up for the father. Mimela, you have a problem that the son is being malakai for the father.
That's all the Rabbanans. What's the problem? So very nice. The Rabbanan okay, do whatever they want to do. Shmuel holds the Rabbanan.
Father's an usher.
The Rabbanan could do what I mean. Maybe it's
reason. No, the Rabbanan didn't make a takana by Rabbanan made a takana that the father is zeicher. Rabbanan did not make a takana in Hilchus Leket, Shikha Beya. So if the father can't do Leket Shikha Beya, then he can't do through the son either. The son's picking up for him, then he can't do it.
I'm saying it's against low plug. Once the system
Don't give me an old plug.
No, I'm saying once the system works like that, whenever the son gets it, so really technically works, in this case it doesn't work out. So we're here, we're gonna work out.
The son is picking up for the father. If the father would ask Yanko Shmigego to go pick up the leket for him, it wouldn't work because he's not an ani. So if the son is picking up for the father, that's the system. So then that doesn't work either.
So who shouldn't get? I'm saying who shouldn't get it? The son shouldn't be able to be zeicha. Let's say in all cases, the son gets and it goes to the father. So in this case, because he's an usher, so the son should be able to be zeicha because he's poor.
Son cannot be able to pick it up for the father. The son wants to pick it up for himself. He can pick it up for himself.
But maybe he can't pick it up for himself. He has no zeicha. The chacham
never gave him zeicha. He could pick it up for him. If he wants to go in and say explicitly, "I'm picking up for myself and not for the father," I don't know. Shmuel is saying the father gets it because the son picks it up for the father. In this case, you can't pick it up for the father. What should happen? So maybe pick up not for the father. I don't know. But that's the Gemara's Kasha. You can't go ahead and say the Chedushim and then ask the Kasha on the Gemara. The Gemara has a Pashat Kasha. According to Shmuel, that the son is picking up for the father, then how can the son pick up the leket? Okay, so the Gemara's answer is a hard answer. This is where we get hard. Okay. So the Gemara says, Shmuel time of the Tana Didan Kamar the Leno Svirine.
I mean, did Rebbe see the Tosas over here discusses these issues, or is it one step, two steps?
Yeah, I saw, but let me just do the Gemara first. I go Gemara, then Rashi. We'll go in order.
All right.
Okay. So far everything is good. So far everything's nice. I think I saw was incorporating type is what I said. So that's why, maybe that's why it's good. So Rav Yosei, so the Mara says, Shmuel Taimadi Dani Dun Kamar Veneto Sphirine. Then he says, the Mara says, the Sabra of Yosei, Kapten S. Isle Sphir the Rise of Atanat. Okay, then a catch. Okay, let's see Rashi. If the poel is an ani, then I can akrav it. It's like an usher. Avam gibba boyo is a sod in the mouth of Shishravi. Usheru. Rengaba bias, the sod is ever. You can be no akrav. Mishalaka beno the of it. That's the tonic avam. Rav Yossi says, Bankaku bankach, dimma of usher. A ben. Ani, bizakli atzmo. Rabbi Yosi is saying that the kid gets it for himself.
It must be Ishto also, brother.
Okay, we're leaving Ishto out for a minute. We're not discussing Ishto, okay? Okay. Time of the tiny dog up. Okay, so let's say Rashi. Sigmara answers that Shmuel is time of the tiny dog kamar. When they ma amru mitzias katan la ovit. The latest spirit aid, the Messiah is content of it. In other words, Rashi saying, I would not have necessarily read the Gemara this way, but Rashi saying, I have to figure out why Rashi says it, maybe as he's Rashi, is that the when the Gemara says that Shmuel holds like Rav Yossi, and Rav Yossi doesn't hold of what Shmuel gave, the reason of time with the Masnissen. Rav Yossi doesn't hold that the father is Zeicha. Right? Rav Yaisi doesn't hold of our Mishnah. Shmuel is explaining our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that a father is Zeiche. Shmuel says, if you want to understand the Svara, why a father is Zeiche, you have to give a Svara, the father is Zeiche, because of, he picks it up for the father. But Rav Yaisi himself, Shmuel passed on Rav Yaisi, and Rav Yaisi, Rashi says, Rav Yaisi obviously holds that a katan is not zeicha, the father is not kaina. Like that's what Rashi says. Let me see that again. Rashi says, "Velenos, I didn't see his katan up." Now, why does Rashi say that? Why didn't Rashi say that? Of course, everyone agrees that Metzias Katan Ovid. Kiz Rav Yaisi holds that the reason is not because of Maritza, but rather because of Eva. Why didn't Rashi say, make a smaller machlaikas?
Gemara, because the Gemara says.
Gemara just says, Rav Yaisi, Shmuel, time of the Masnisan, Ka'amar, Beleido, Spirite. But he doesn't say that Rav Yaisi doesn't hold, that the Gemara doesn't say what Rav Yaisi holds. Rav Yaisi disagrees with Shmuel. So Rashi makes a tremendous machlekes that the Mishnah holds that a katan is Zeiche, the father is Zeiche, and Rav Yaisi holds the father is not Zeiche. Why did Rashi make such a big machlekes between Rav Yaisi and our Mishnah and Shmuel? Let him say that everybody agrees that the father is Zeiche. They're only arguing why. Our Mishnah holds that the father is Zeiche because of Maritza, and Rav Yaisi holds the father is Zeiche because of Eva.
And why? Because of Eva, is he allowed to get it anyways? Isn't that that should be the same exact problem?
Two steps.
Who cares about two?
Eva is two steps.
But he's an usher. He can't take. You can't because of Ava.
Eva is two steps. There's no problem being an usher. First, the cotton's kaina. Cotton's a kaina, and then the father gets it from the cotton because of Eva. That's not no problem. So why didn't Rashi say that?
Then how can we prove that he holds that it is the Raisa? Maybe it's a the Rabbanan, it's two steps.
Oh, because I think Taisa says, because
maybe he disagrees with Taisa.
But Taisa said, because if it would be the Rabbanan, then the Rabbanan would have made the two steps into one. Okay, so I don't know. You say Rashi disagrees with David. Okay, maybe, but we don't know if we want to say that. You don't have to. What else could be? As much as a simpler answer, I think. Because the simpler answer would be, the truth is, it's not such a simple answer. Maybe Sandy, you're going to have to be right. I hate to say this, but the superficially, the simple answer is that if Rav Yaisi holds it as far as Eva, so what we have, there's a kasha on Shmuel. What forced Shmuel into saying that our Mishnah holds that the reason it goes to the father is because of Maritza, and therefore make a machlekes Rav Yaisi and our Mishnah? Let him say that our Mishnah also holds it goes to the father because of Eva.
Okay, so that Tosos later on is going to reject that because it's mashma that the Ben Samach Hashun Chanavi, Ben Chayeno Samach Hashun Chanavi.
Okay, so that's what I thought Rashi would disagree with. In other words, right? In other words, we'll have to see. In other words,
what according to Rebbe would just said, you'd rather say that Shmuel agrees with Rav Yossi than to say that there's a bigger machlokas.
And Shmuel has no right. Shmuel sees Rav Yossi and he sees our Tana. Now, those are two Tanaim. Shmuel can't argue with anybody. Shmuel goes ahead and assumes that the machlokas Tanaim. Now, where does Shmuel get to make a machlokas Tanaim? So he says, well, he sees that, you know, as he sees, so let him, so if Pshat and Rav Yossi is that Rav Yossi doesn't hold that it goes to the father, so then obviously it is a machlekes tanoim, because our mission says it goes to the father, and Rav Yossi says it doesn't go to the father, then it's black and white. So then it's very, very clear why Shmuel says it's a machlekes tanoim. Okay, that's beferish. In other words, the svar of Ava for some reason is out. Shmuel doesn't hold it as far as Ava. He doesn't think anyone would hold it as far as Ava. So that reason is out. And therefore, there's obviously Rav Yossi doesn't hold a Maritza. He doesn't hold a Maritza. That means he holds that the father does not get it. And our mission, the father does get it. That's it. But it, so that's what I was, in other words, that the Shmuel, in other words, but if the Shmuel is going to agree that Rav Yossi holds that the father gets it because of Ava, that means that Shmuel is going to be made that there's a svara of Ava on the floor. So then why didn't Shmuel just say that our mission also holds that svara? And why make a machlekes tanoim?
What's a Tanakama? What's a Tanakama Rav Yossi say?
Tanakama Rav Yossi.
Give me a second.
I don't know. He could
obviously, there's a machlekes. Mnei Obeid is going to be a machlekes. So therefore, he has to come on to that anyways. That's why.
No, because the Tanakama Rav Yossi says, if I care, that he says it's just the opposite. You're making things worse. Not that, I don't think. Tanakama says that the father, son cannot be melakic. So he's, you know, we don't know. So I'm not making a bad word. No, so he could hold. He could hold whatever he holds. He could hold.
That it would be one step, maybe?
Yeah.
That would be the focus, whether it's one step or two steps.
Yeah. Right. In other words, in other words, they're saying, why does Rashi says like this? Why did Rashi, Pashup Shai and Rashi, I think, is that Rashi has a problem. Why does the Gemara can't tell me that Rav Yossi holds that it goes to the father? Because if it goes to the father, so why does it go to the father? If it goes to the father, as Maritza, so then Rav Yossi doesn't make sense, because then that's one step, and then the father can't do big take leket. He's an usher. It has to be that it's going to the father as Ava, if you're going to say it goes to the father. Knew if Shmuel agrees that there's such a svar of Ava, so let him learn a Mishnah also Ava. Therefore, Rashi says it must be that Shmuel Bechlau was not Geiris, the svar of Ava. Maybe he had to say that Rav Yossi holds that the father doesn't get it. And that's how I would learn John Rashi. The question is, right, okay, so far, before I get to the question, in other words, the Parshat Pshat, I think, in Rashi is, that Rashi says, listen, Shmuel, the Svara Maritza, definitely Rav Yossi doesn't hold it. Because if Rav Yossi held it in the Svara Maritza, then it's one step, then you're picking up for the father. So that's what the Gemara is holding is Mukhros. And am I going to have that Rav Yossi has a different Svara why it goes to the father? So who tells Shmuel to make a machlokes? So maybe Rav Yossi and the Mishnah agree. Must be that there is no other possible svara to go to the father in Shmuel's mind. Shmuel doesn't hold it as svara of Ava. He doesn't know that's a good svara. The only svara that he could, when he comes to the Mishnah, and he sees our Mishnah says it goes to the father, the only svara he could come up with is Maritza, because he has no other svara. And it's Mukhlok, Rav Yossi doesn't hold the Maritza. So Rav Yossi holds that a Kapten does not have, that Metzias does not hold Metzias Kapten of it. Okay. But Sandy's asking, and that's good, that sounds Gufas, that some of the Rishonim said, Tysus, we did in the Ritva, that Shmuel also holds it as far as Ava. Aye, so why? Because the Chayre Shmuel has to hold it as far as the Eva, because we find as far as the Eva by, I think, Ishto. So why doesn't, and therefore Shmuel agrees as far as the Eva, and therefore Avada Rav Yaisi also agrees to as far as the Eva, and then it goes to the son, to the father. Aye, so then why did Shmuel go ahead and give the svar and the Mishnah Maritza? Because Eva only works when it's not, when it's Samech HaShokhan Ovid. And since you want to be Midame to Ketana, and Ketana is not because of Eva, of the regular Eva of the Zionists, but Ketana is either because of Eva, Mukashchin, the merit of Mukashchin, or Eva, or Koshvach the Urim. So Kedana, the Metzia goes to the father, even if that's Sameich HaShulchan Ovid. So maybe Shmuel's Hechrof is what the other Rishonim say. And Shmuel's Hechrof was that, not, the reason why really Shmuel also agrees to Eva, but his Hechrof was that it can't be Pshat the Mishnah, because then it would only be when it's Sameich HaShulchan Ovid. So Mimele, if you say that, then there's no reason to say that Rav Yossi argues the gamre on the din that a katan gets, the father gets the mitzvah. You could say that Rav Yossi holds that the father gets it, but only when it's on Mechal Shulchan Ovid because of Eva. Right? So that's what the chayr, that would be not like Rashi. In other words, if you hold of this svara, which Taisus says and the Ritva said, then the Rashi is not mukhrach. Because where does Rashi know that Rav Yaisi Bichlau doesn't hold of the svara of Mitzias Katan Ovid? Maybe he holds it as svara. Just he holds it's of a lesser svara. Instead of holding as svara Maritz, they hold it as svara Mishem Eva.
A little bit of an akimt, not so sure, but it has to be a little bit of an akimt on the Mishnah there. That when it says Yilak Bono Achrov, it means only if it's Semichal Shulchan Aviv.
No. Who?
Rabbi Yossi says, Benkach Ubenkach, Yilak Bono Ishtu Achrov.
He can always be Ein Soim and Ben Ein Soim. He can always be Malake in all cases.
Why? I thought if we're trying to say Eva, then it's only Semichal Shulchan Aviv.
It's only the father only gets it if it's done it. But so for sure, either way, the son can be malakate. The son can be, if there's no Eva, then for sure, then it goes to the son. So of course it can be malakate. There's no chiddush, but it's true, right?
Oh, Yilakab and Achav doesn't mean it goes to the father necessarily.
It just means that the son's allowed to malakate. And what do you do with it? So whatever it does with it, it does with it. Obviously, you can't say it goes to the father because Rashi says at the end of the day that Rav Yossi holds it goes to the, always goes to the son. Right? So obviously, that's not what the words mean. So Malake just means Malake. Now what happens to it, whatever happens, happens. So according to the other Rishonim, in other words, Pashas is better to minimize the Machlokes in Din, even though you're not minimizing in Sara, between Rav Yossi and the Mishnah. The Rav Yossi also holds that the katan has chia just for a different reason, but Rashi can't learn that way, because Rashi, I mean, obviously doesn't learn that way. Rashi says that Rav Yossi doesn't have. Rav Yossi holds that there's no chia at all, so Rashi maybe doesn't hold. Rashi doesn't like this answer that the. You know, there's the other Rishonim say that really, why did Shmuel say the Svar Maritza? Because he wanted, why did he just say Eva? Because he wanted the Midame, the boy to the Beno to Bito. Okay, I don't know if Rashi holds of that.
So it's Who's the lay? Is that Shmuel or Yossi?
That's both, because Shmuel passes like Rav Yaisi.
So he labels really?
They mean Shmuel. But it's Shmuel is Rav Yaisi. Okay, anyway, let's continue. I'll drop more in Cheshbon. So I would have said, that's what I would say, that Rashi doesn't agree with Taisus, doesn't accept that svara, that the reason why we didn't say Eva in the Mishnah is because we wanted to make it Benoah and Dito equal. He doesn't think that's such a gavaldic svara. Therefore, the fact that Shmuel didn't say Eva in the Mishnah means Tam, he doesn't hold of Eva. It's Mukhlok that Shmuel holds, that Rabbi Yossi holds, that the father doesn't get it at all. Because Shmuel obviously doesn't hold the svara of Eva, otherwise he would have learned our Mishnah is Eva. And Rabbi Yossi clearly doesn't hold the svara of Maritza, because then the father is getting the leket.
Maybe because Shmuel didn't want to make a three-way Tana Machlekes. Why doesn't Rabbi like that? He doesn't want to make a three-way Tanoim Machlekes. Why would he want to make a three-way Tanoim Machlekes?
I don't think it's as weird as a three-way Tanoim.
You have the Tana of Rabbi Yossi, because if you hold of Eva, then he would say Malakit Acharav, right? But he could get it out a two-step out Eva, right? Let the Tana come with Rabbi Yossi, say he could get it. Really, he can Malakit. But it's a two-step. It goes because of Ava. It's going to go. Why does he say that he can't be Malakit Acharav? Why does the Tana Kama say that Shmuel comes along and says, no, he could, right? Why doesn't he, if he holds of Ava, why couldn't the Tana Kama come along and say that? Right? Tana Kama to Rabbi Yossi, why does he not let, but when it's a Lemechsel of Shishri, why does he not let the Benoi Malakit Acharav?
Worship shot, because it's since it's a Maisa going to the father, so that's considered it's going to the father.
That's one step, right? And the Tana of our Mishnah is going to be Eva, right? And and Rabbi Yossi is going to be something else. So we're going to have three Tanoim.
I don't think it's three Tanoim. We have two Tanoim. Our Tana holds, Shmuel says our Tana holds Maritza. The Tana Kama could also say it's because of Maritza. I don't know.
The Rebbe just asked the Kasha, why don't we say that our Tana holds because of Eva, I thought.
No. Why didn't Shmuel say our Tana holds of Eva?
Yeah, that's right.
Because if our Tana holds of Eva, so fine. So then what?
And I have three different shitas of Tanoim.
Why are there three different shitas? There's no sheet. There's only one shita. Our Tana can hold like everybody. And then there's the Samach Leikas in the Braisa.
It's nice, actually. It comes out that everybody says that the reason is because of Eva. Everybody, all three Tanoim.
Right.
And the only machlok is between Tana Kama and Rabbi Yossi, if it's two steps and one step.
Right.
Eva is two steps.
Not necessarily.
Tana Kama is going to have to hold that's one step.
That's not machlok is two steps. It could be one step, it could be two steps.
It could be one step, the rice, and then another step.
Right, but they made it that it's like, well, they made it that the father's kind of right away. The mice says there's no time gap. Doesn't ever, you know, in Lomda, and it's Lomda, there's no second that belongs to the kid. Okay, let me go first. So the Gemara says, which has one more line in the Gemara, then we're going to try, I want to get stuck. Okay, let me get one more line. So Gemara says, the Saber Rav Yaisi Kotlin Isai Schia Deraisa. So the Gemara holds that it's Muchloch, that Rav Yossi holds Katan Hatzchiya Deraisa. So why is that Muchloch? Why is that Muchloch? So Bishlama, if you said not like Rashi, right? And if you said not like Rashi, that Avada Rav Yossi agrees that the father gets it. So then I understand the Gemara. The Gemara is saying, listen, everyone agrees the father gets it. In order for the Rav Yossi to make sense, you have to say it's two steps. If the katan has chia drabanan, then since it's two takanas drabanan, the way Taifas explains it, I think, two takanas drabanan, drabanan will not make two separate takanas. They'll just make one takana. You know, then why should they make two takanas? First make a takana that the katan gets in, and then make a second takana that the father gets it. So if the katan has chia derabanan, so then it's one step that the father gets it. So memele, it's mukrof that Rav Yossi, oh, it's katan is chia deraisa, right? So if you learn not like Rashi, that even Rav Yossi agrees that the katan, that the father gets it, then it's very good how the Gemara knows that Rav Yossi holds katan isvei schia deraisa. Because if katan would have a schia derabanan, then it would be one step to the father. And then there'd be a problem that how can the father, the son, be malakit for the father? And be malakit is going to the father. But if you learn like Rashi, that Rav Yossi b'chlau holds it doesn't go to the father, it only goes to the son. So where do you see from Rav Yossi, whether it's deraisa or drabanan? Where do you see such a thing? Rav Yossi just said it goes to the son, not to the father. Because Rav Yossi doesn't hold of that he picks it up for the father. They have the machlokes, whatever with our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says he picks it up for the father. Rav Yossi says he doesn't pick it up for the father. But that the katan zeicha deraisa drabanan, there's no indication. So where in the world does the Gemara see katan isvei deraisa Rav Yossi? Can I say that again? So I say it again for those people who want to hear it again. There seems to be a machlokes. I don't know if there's a machlokes. I'm assuming there's a machlokes. The Gemara comes out that Shmuel is going like Rav Pasa, like Rav Yossi, and he's making a Mishnah machlokes between the Mishnah and Rav Yossi. So the question is, what is a machlokes between the Mishnah and Rav Yossi? So there's two versions. You could say everybody holds that this father is kainet, but they're arguing whether the father's kainet, whether the father's kainet mishum eva, or the father's kainet mishum meritza. The way Rashi says it, not like that. Rashi says that no, that the Rav Yossi, that the machlokes is that the Mishnah holds that the father is kainet, and Rav Yossi holds the father is not kainet, which means that no one holds it as far as Eva. Mishnah holds the father is kainet as Meritza. The Rav Yossi doesn't hold the Meritza, and therefore the father is not kainet. That's seemingly a machlokes Rishayna. We only saw Rashi. We don't know if anyone else holds the other side. We're assuming, but we didn't look inside yet to see who says the other side. Okay. So now we get to the Gemara. The Gemara says that Rav Yossi is saying, Katan has chia deraisa. Okay. So we're saying like this. Bishlamot, you're saying not like Rashi. Then Rav Yossi grants that the father gets it. So you have to say that it's a two-step process. Otherwise, Rav Yossi doesn't make any sense. The only way you can make something into a two-step process, Taiva says, is if he's kind of midiraisa, because he's kind of deraisa, and then Drabbanan come along with Eva, that's the two steps. But if it's kind of Drabbanan, so it's one step, because Drabbanan said he's kind of, and they said it goes to the fathers, and they're going to put the two takanas into one. And they're going to say, one step, it goes straight to the father. So therefore, the fact that Rav Yossi says that the kant give malake proves that the father is zeicha, that the son is zeicha mideraisa. So then I understand the Gemara. But according to Rashi, that Rav Yossi disagrees with the whole concept that the son, that the father is zeicha. So where in the world did the Gemara see that Rav Yossi holds that it's a kinyan deraisa the son has? Maybe it's not a kinyan deraisa. Maybe it's only a kinyan drabanan because of today's asin ansuye, which the Gemara is ready. The Gemara brings someone that says it. Gezer gomer midivreya, because of just so that we shouldn't be asin ansuye or something. So where do they see? And then the Gemara is going to ask Kasha on this basis. I saw Rav Yossi come and say kinyan deraisa. I will learn that Sami Drabbanan in that Kishan. So where did the Gemara see from anywhere from Rav Yossi that he holds that he has Gezel Midaraisa?
We can ask another question. I'm not sure about this question, but what's Pshat? How does it make sense according to Rashi Stam? Why is Rabbi Yossi's response a little funny if he's saying that there's no such thing as it going to the father ever? Like, of course, so then of course he could do like that. Meaning his answer of Ben Kach is a funny answer. it should be a much more pashut answer.
That's what he's saying. Bangachu banga. You go bin al Vishdar. He's just telling you the din. He's not telling
you. Like, it doesn't sound like he hit it on the nail. Like, of course he could. There's no shaykhs.
Okay. I mean, like, that's such a strong gasha. He's saying the din. He's not talking about the reason. He's talking about the din. He says the din. Bangachu banga. You give him a lake. That's the din. You want another reason? I'm not telling you the reason.
But it's no shaykhs to.
What he says is 100% correct. It's just you're saying that he should have stuck it out the tongue. The guy says, you're ridiculous. Okay. I don't know. First of all, also he has to say this for Ishto. I don't know, Ishto, that's not his thing. So he's incorporating Ishto and Badav at the same time. So I think it's okay. So again, so the question is, according to Rashi, where in the world do we see in Rabbi Yossi that it's the Raisa?
Maybe because he doesn't argue on the Svara. There's a Svara still exists that when he picks it up, he's picking it up for the father. But Maisa, that's the Metzias Shaboy. We don't want to change that Metzias. We don't have
much. Obviously, Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold that Svara because he holds the father's not kind of, Rashi says.
No, that's because once it's the Raisa, then I could say that even if you're picking up with the father, we don't care because of Maisa, he gets a Kenyan the Raisa. Now we have to question this, should we take it away and give it to the father? If it's the Rabbanon and he's picking up with the father, Misakin, you have to Misakin what's going on. But if it's the Raisa, then we could say that he has this Egan the Kenyan by itself.
Okay. Can I help you out a little bit, maybe?
The floor is rubbish.
Yeah.
I mean, if we say the Kielu, it's very good.
We say what?
Kielu,
right. Sorry. Right. In other words, what you were saying is if you say the Ritva, then it would work. In other words, the Ritva said that the reason why Maritza worked, even though it was only the Ritva said, how did we know that Shmuel holds the member of the Saber Shmuel cut the less a schia than Hashem the Raisa. So how do we know that Shmuel holds that it's less a schia than Hashem the Raisa? Because according to the Ritva, because Maritza is only a Ki'ilu, and a Ki'ilu would never work on a Kenyan the Raisa. So now, this is like the other side of the coin. So if Rabbi Yosef Gufa says that Maritza doesn't work, ha Gufa, why not? So, I mean, you could say stop because it even, but the easiest way of saying it is maybe the Gemara held that the only reason why anyone would say Maritza doesn't work is Gufa because you hold it Saraisa. So that's that according to the Maritza, it's very good. Shmuel, who says Maritza does work, he obviously holds that the Kenyan is Rabbanan. If it would be a Kenyan, the Raisa, Maritza wouldn't work because it's only a Ki'ilu. Rav Yaisi, you hold that Maritza doesn't work. Why shouldn't he? The Chara, if it's a Rabbanan, he would also agree a Ki'ilu should work. That's maybe a Sra Mechrachas, even though I don't know why. So he said, it must be Rav Yaisi holds that the Kenyan is Raisa. So according to the Ritva, the Gemara is very nice, which is going to be is that the Gemara brought a raya that Shmuel holds it to Rabbanan because he holds a Ki'ilu, and they're bringing a raya that Rav Yossi does not hold it to Rabbanan, holds it to Raisa, because he holds a Ki'ilu doesn't work. So it's totally on that one thing. The Ki'ilu works, you must hold it to Kenyan to Rabbanan. The Ki'ilu doesn't work, you must hold the Kenyan to Raisa. In other words, according to the Ritva, it's very easy. The same way we had a raya that Shmuel holds as a Kenyan Derabanan is how we know that Rabbi Yossi holds as a Kenyan Deraisa, because it's just the converse. How did we know that Shmuel holds as a Kenyan Derabanan? Because Ki'ilu works, and Ki'ilu can only work on a Kenyan Derabanan. So how do we know that Rabbi Yossi holds that it's a Kenyan Deraisa? Because Ki'ilu doesn't work. Right? Beautiful. But according to the Rav Shiv, said that how do we know that Shmuel holds that it's Kenyan Deraisa? Because the Maritza doesn't happen all the time. So that when Marisa works, Ein Achinami, theoretically, it could be a Kenyan Deraisa. But Shmuel, but sometimes Marisa doesn't happen. So where does Shmuel get to say that it goes to the sun all the time? I sometimes there's no Marisa, but because it's only a Kenyan Derabot. Rav Yaisi, who holds that it never goes to the father. So he stopped, doesn't hold it a whole Sfara Maritza. Even when it's really Maritza, because he doesn't hold of it. So then there's no indication that he holds that it's Drabana and not Daraisa. So it's a plea atzuma on the Maram Shif. The way the Maram Shif learned, the Cheshbon. The way the Maram Shif learned, the Cheshbon, how the Gemara knew that Shmuel holds that it's Drabanan. So that is not a reason to prove that Rav Yossi holds it's Daraisa. Can't just say it's two sides of the same coin. So Edomites are saying, and if not for Rashi, we could say he holds it's Daraisa. Because he also agrees it goes to the father, and we have to make two steps. But Rashi, who said that Rav Yossi holds it doesn't go to the father, Rashi in the Maram Shif seems very schwer. It's a little bit complicated, Cheshbon. Shmuel, we're giving you credit for that. But that's Lachara. I think that's the Cheshbon.
I'm stuck on that last piece that in Rav Yossi of Quentin Ram Schiff, that he can't have a step.
Why? Rav Yossi Bichlau doesn't, according to Rav Yossi, holds it never goes to the father. So he Bichlau holds the Maritza doesn't, Sam is never Maritza. Doesn't give the whole thing, doesn't go for that whole for Maritza. So Mehechi Tesi, that he doesn't hold, that it's a Kenyan Derabanan. Why not? Why can't the other the Kenyan Derabanan?
And they're abundant with Misakin.
That gave it to the Katan. That's proof of what the Gemara brings. That Rav Chisda said, not Darkei Shalom. It's better than Darkei Shalom. But it's some kind of Midrabanan.
Because we're good for saying that it's Midrabanan from the fact that there's some exception cases in the Maram Shif. In order to make according to Maram Shif, Magufus, the reason the hechach to say it's Darabanan is because there are exception cases that we don't always follow the rules. So how does the Mishnah make a blanket rule? It must be the Rabbanan. That's where the Rabbanan, it must be the Rabbanan because of the exception cases.
But there's no raya that it's Daraisa. The Gemara is saying it's Daraisa. The question is, how do they have a raya that it's Daraisa? Maybe it's neutral.
And the music can't
argue right either way.
Rav Yossi can't argue on those exception cases. He can't argue in that.
Rashi learns Rav Yossi holds that the father is never kaina. Rashi says Rashi's mash brother Rav Yossi holds that the father never gets it. Right?
He doesn't hold the exception cases. He always holds really bad to be picking up the father. There is no exception cases. But with the rice, we can't move it to him.
Rashi says, the Mitzias caught in the oven. He said, Rashi holds, and then Rav Yossi holds, according to Rashi, it does not go to the father. Period. Right. Never.
The Mitzias is that he still does the Maritza.
What?
Mitzias is that he's still doing Maritza. It just doesn't go to the father. So because of that, he's not arguing on the Mitzias.
If he's doing Maritza.
What?
Why doesn't it go to the father if he's doing Maritza?
That's why.
Wait. I don't hear any.
Because if he is actually running to the father. So if he's actually running to the father, then if it's Derabanan, why isn't it Taka being Zocha by the father?
And if it's Deraisa, the father should also be Zocha.
Why? He's not actually, it's not an actual kinyan that he's doing for the father.
That's and that was the ritva. The same type of kilu. You're saying the ritva, gavaldik. Good. That's the ritva. The maritza is not a real kinyan. But the Rav Shiv said that maritza in 90% of the cases is a real kinyan.
Can I try to help? I can. Yes. And he really, he's always being kind of midaraisa, and there's no exception cases. The fact is that the chaz, that this, that he's being zoich for somebody else, a katan has no right to do that. So once he gets midaraisa, he's zoich himself, he can't, only the rabbanon can help go, it goes over to the father. So we won't move that. He doesn't hold it, Maram Shift, as exception cases. That's where we said before in Shmuel, that's the exception cases. He's saying, he's like, everything really, the katan gets 100%. But we just don't give it to the father because on my side, I'm not stealing it from the katan. Once the katan gets him in the raisa, we don't do this. We'll give it to the father, maritza.
Why not?
Why? Because we don't steal.
Why
is it stealing?
Katan picked it up for the father.
Because the katan doesn't have kinyanim to pick up with the
father. I don't need. That's a very nice svara. When you become an achron, we'll accept it. But obviously, no one held to that svara because when the Rav Shif asked the kasha in the beginning of the sugya, how did the Gemara know that Shmuel holds that katan has a schia d'nafshim d'raisa? He should have said your svara because maritza can only work if it's a drabbanan, not if it's a d'raisa. And he didn't say that. No one says that. No one, not the Rav Shif, not the Plain Yeshua. Everyone says that maritza could work if it's deraisa too, and that's why they all ask the kasha. How did the Gemara know that Shmuel holds it's rabbanan?
Right, because
you're saying very nice. You're giving a new pshat in the Gemara, not like the Ritva, not like the Maram Shif. Okay, I hear. Very nice.
I'm defending.
That's not the Maram Shif. It's not the Ritva, and it's not the Plain Yeshua. I don't know.
Well, the new chiddush of Yosi was the first one to come along with this idea. We don't have to come on to the svara of Yosi till now. There's no reason for them to discuss
it. I'm showing you that no one held the your svara. You're saying that a katan, even though a katan can have schia, I don't have any bikiyas. The Gemara here has, and you know, before this Gemara, I would have thought that a katan doesn't have a yacht. Fine. The Gemara here brings it sad that a katan can be zaychem deraisa. You want to be mechadesh, then even if you hold a katan can be mechadesh for deraisa, he can't be kind of for the father deraisa. Everybody that I saw in the sugya doesn't hold the next one. So because if they would have held, because that's answering the kasha, that's arguing, because that answers the original kasha in the sugya. How did the Gemara know that Shmuel is derabbanan? So okay, so fine, it's a nice possibility. Maybe someone says it. I didn't go through all the Maram Mekaymis, but the Maram Shif definitely doesn't hold to that. So in the Maram Shif, we have a tremendous kasha. So let's go a little bit of back up. So first of all, does anyone know this? Someone say this beferish, not like Rashi, that Rav Yossi still holds that there's the father gets it to Rabbana, the father gets it?
Tosos does.
Tosos does. Which Tosos?
The Yamas Bishnama in the middle, he says that Rabbi Yossi would not argue on all the Mishnayos.
Right, that's it. That makes it. I'm just trying to read this quickly. Yes. Okay. Right. So Rashi and Tosfos are arguing. Right. Okay. So in Rashi in Tosfos the Gemara works out, but in Rashi with the Maram Shif is fair. So it happens to be, I think the Maram Shif himself asks his kasha, except that it's not so easy to know what he's answering. That's where you know. So let's look at the Maram Shif. But I think we might have to wait till tomorrow. But the Rav Shif There's this big Maram shift. Rashi Dibri Maskil Velelo Spirit, the Mitzias Katan, the Ovid. Ela Mitziasa Shalom. There's a Mitzia goes to the Katan. The Yeshlo Schia Deraisa. He has Schia Deraisa. Rakhecha, the Simech al Shokhan Ovid, Vishum Eva. Hosam Godo Nami Mitsira Ovik Bashasa type. So first of all, he's saying what?
No, so that's totally different than the way we understood Rashi.
Right. So he's saying that even Rashi would agree that when it's Simech Ashokan Aviv, the father gets it. When Rashi says that that he holds less than Rabbi Yossi holds that a Katan father doesn't get it. He's only speaking when he's not Samech HaShulchan Aruch. Right? That's, we did not read Rashi.
That's right. The Meritza, Mikoch Meritza. He disagrees that he's Zochem Mikoch Meritza, but he is Zochem Mikoch Eva.
Right. That's completely different the way we read Rashi. I think it's a little dark in the Lashon, but okay, because the Rashi says, you know, I mean, the lashon of Rashi is that the mitzia lesley mitzia is katan aviv. According to this, in most cases, mitzia is katan will be the aviv, because so it's a quite a daichik in the reading. But okay, him no marshein daito ketaisis rak veledo shere klau yad ben. So now he has this other possibility that, like we were saying, the iplat b'chol hani mishnah shebi or taisis. In other words, he doesn't agree with taisis. He says, "Okay, you say he argues." So our korko lo asik avasid Rav Yosi the Shmuel the mash v'lei katan katan mash good mishnah is v'chalkem in katan egado. Can Gamkin's first or Yad maybe out of an essay? Well, take the clown, Mitsira of it. As far as Ava Lesley, Tim and Bryce, Nisa no Namra, got Bryce and no Namra. Not as far as Hawking Mother Kusha, tell you the Master Shmuel. Okay, so that's his second choice. His second choice, this is all before we get to the point that I was making. So he has two choices. Either Rashi agrees that Rav Yossi holds when there's Eva, Mitzamech HaShulchan Aviv, the father gets it, or no. Rashi says even he doesn't hold the call in front of Eva. That's the way we were learning. Okay. Then he says, V'tchit Eima. Minolan, Rav Yossi Zechem in HaTorah, Dimla Drab Midrabanan, Bavua Lo Zochi Minei Klau. Right, that's our question. The question we have here is, it can really sort of skip halfway down to the middle of the Ram shift. He's asking the question that we asked. The chitema, you see, the last word on the line is chavtes. The chitema, mino leinder Rav Yossi zeichem in atayra. How does the Gemara know the Rav Yossi holds you zeichem in atayra? Dilma midrabana bravu lo zeichem in a klau. The sheet is Rashi, the Saver. The most familiar Rabbi Yossi, Cloud, Yad, Ben, Kiad of, Pliga, Koan, Mishnah is, M.K. Nisha, Kusha, Tavis, the Mouse, Yad, Bishma, Mitema. I'm not sure what he means, but I think he means what we said. I hope so. That according to Tavis, is not Shver, because since the father is getting it, you can say that the father is going to get Mishum Eva. You can say that it's that the son's only drabbanan, because then the drabbanan would make one step. Oh, so here's his answer. See if I got time. Ain't that berachah? The bishul mitzia the hefker vako on the imetzla tiklu drabbanan katan zavosin atzui. Avo belekach metaru hu on raniyim agdayim dafka. Hey, Yiku Rabbana Me'aniyim, Petiknus Chia the Katan, Gam Lo'osin and Tzui Klau B'zeh. The Ayin Kain, the Ayin Kain here, Shidrashi, V'nei nos rei klau, lo gadas ha-makcha, rabavua minei kazo. Okay, so let's wait for tomorrow to hear that answer. Okay.